Probably the greatest single fear experienced by men and women in our society today is the fear of confrontation. People seem to be absolutely traumatized at the very idea of confronting another human being for any reason and under almost any circumstances. Psychologists explain to us that people engage in suppression of their true feelings by often pretending that everything is fine and that there's nothing the matter. They also engage in repression, where they push their angry emotions deep into their subconscious minds, but below their levels of awareness, rather than to deal with the problem squarely. And the most common psychological phenomenon is that of denial. Denial is not only the most widespread, but probably the worst of all the psychological mechanisms that people use to avoid confrontation and openness. People engage in denial when they refuse to face something in their lives that's making them unhappy. Denial is a form of repression that creates enormous stress, both psychological and physical. There's an old saying, "What the mind harbors, the body expresses." If one is denying or refusing to deal with something minor, if it persists for any period of time, the individual might contract a minor ailment. These seem to be ways of reacting to the fact that a person feels overworked and underappreciated. If what a person is not facing or dealing with is major, that is, a lot of ego or embarrassment is involved, he or she may come down with a major illness. On the other hand, elaborate tests have shown that people who confront on a regular basis are far healthier mentally and physically than people who deny and evade problems, hoping that they'll go away or resolve themselves on their own. This is why the ability to honestly confront a stressful situation or a difficult person is an absolute prerequisite for self-confidence and self-esteem.